This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The fallout continues from Wednesday's deadly rioting at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. A homicide investigation was opened Friday into the death of the Capitol police officer who died from head injuries sustained while defending the U.S. Capitol from a mob of President Donald Trump's loyalists. The Iraq War veteran died in a hospital Thursday night, according to the Capitol Police. His death brings to 5 the number of people who died due to the riot meant to disrupt the certification of Democrat Joe Biden's presidential election win. A laptop was stolen from the office of U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the storming of the Capitol, one of her aides said Friday. The theft of electronic devices from congressional offices has been a persistent worry following the invasion by pro-Trump followers. Some of the rioters were fired from their jobs Thursday after internet sleuths publicized their identities. In addition, some 68 people were arrested after angry protesters stormed the building, breaking windows, damaging fixtures, and stealing furnishings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told lawmakers Friday there was more support for impeaching Mr. Trump among Democrats now than there was the first time around, that according to CNN. Pelosi, the top Democrat in Congress, said moving toward impeachment would encourage a conversation on using the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump from office before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated January 20th, a source told Reuters. The president has said he will skip the inauguration, the first time an incumbent president has skipped inauguration since the Civil War. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has declared a major incident as the rapid spread of the new coronavirus threatens to overwhelm the capital's hospitals. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
With cases now exceeding 1,000 per 100,000 people, even other emergency services are under strain, with, for example, firefighters now driving ambulances. Khan says the city is at a crisis point. A major incident is defined as being beyond the scope of business as usual operations and as one which is likely to risk life and welfare.
We're at risk of the NHS hospitals running out of beds over the course of the next couple of weeks if the virus continues to spread and people continue to be hospitalised.
The mayor adds, if we do not take immediate action now, our NHS could be overwhelmed and more people will die. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Britain Friday approved a third COVID vaccine for its mass inoculation drive as regulators gave the green light to a shot developed by U.S. firm Moderna. Some 1.5 million people have been given doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech or Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccines since early December, and the government is aiming to have 15 million inoculated by mid-February. The United States has topped 4,000 daily deaths from the coronavirus for the first time. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The tally by Johns Hopkins University shows the U.S. registered 4,085 deaths from COVID-19 infections Thursday. At the same time, nearly 275,000 new cases were confirmed. States being hit with the biggest surges and highest number of deaths include California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. The numbers are another reminder of the worsening situation following the holidays as more people traveled and held family gatherings, along with spending more time indoors because of the winter cold. I'm Ben Thomas.
Denmark is developing a digital vaccine passport for people who have received a COVID-19 vaccine, a move that may enable them to travel to countries where such documentation is required during the pandemic. The health ministry said in a statement emailed Friday, quote, it is expected that there may be requirements from other countries to present vaccine documentation upon entry, end quote. Brazil's state-run institute has sought an emergency use authorization for the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine it plans to import. Federal health regulators and Anvisa said Friday, providing hope that immunizations could begin this month. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.